firm foundations.
What would I say? I have never really enjoyed talking to others about the gospel very much, mostly because I felt I was incapable of doing so. Then I had the opportunity to share the gospel with some of my cousin's friends. They asked me questions. They knew that I was a member of the church, and they had lots of questions. For example, how are you baptized for the dead? What's that all about? And you have a living prophet? I didn't know quite what to say. If I'm honest about it, I was a little bit afraid inside, but for the first time I wanted to talk about it. So I said to myself, I'm going to have the courage to tell them something, so I might as well do my best. The entire time I was talking to them, I could feel the Spirit telling me how to explain things to them. I explained principles of the gospel using the right words so that they could understand. And they were delighted because they were able to find answers for the questions they had. From this experience, I learned that the Spirit can help us to find the right words to explain the gospel to people who have the desire to learn about Jesus Christ. If we have the courage to speak, the Spirit will be there to help us. Julie J., France.
We feed God's lambs by how we live the gospel, keeping the commandments, praying, studying the scriptures, and emulating His love. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, October 2012 General Conference. Sidebar: how can I share the gospel with others? First, we can all pray for the desire to help with this vital part of the work of salvation. All efforts begin with desire. Second, we can keep the commandments ourselves. Faithful, obedient members are the most persuasive witnesses of the truth and value of the restored gospel. Third, we can pray for inspiration on what we can do in our individual circumstances to share the gospel with others. From President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency, October 2016 General Conference.
She didn't make fun of me. I'm the only boy in my family, and I have four sisters. I'm really close with them. I'll never forget one night when one of my older sisters helped me gain a testimony. My dad was giving the home evening lesson about testimonies. The whole time I was frustrated with myself because I didn't feel like I had one. Later that night, I was reading the scriptures in my room, and my sister came in and asked what was wrong. I was afraid she would make fun of me when I told her, but she didn't. We decided to read the first vision story. I had read it many times before, but not like this. As I read, I had a feeling that's not easy to describe. It was peaceful, calm, and quiet. We stopped and said a prayer, and I continued to feel the Spirit. Now I can say that I know Joseph Smith was a prophet and that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ restored the church through him. I love my sisters because they are good examples and they look after me. Josh J., Alabama, USA.
That's my sister. My brother, Bruce, was a year ahead of me in school. He was everything a high school boy might want to be. Football star, class president, good-looking, popular. I was known as Bruce's little sister, and I thought he was way too cool to associate with me. Sometimes I even felt sorry for him, that people knew he was related to me. Most of the time I felt sorry for myself. I avoided him in the hallways so I wouldn't feel bad if he didn't say hi. All that changed one night. After mutual, while waiting for rides, a boy my age grabbed my sweater from me. As I was trying to get it back, he threw it on the ground and started to run away, right smack into my big brother. Bruce demanded he pick up the sweater and growled to him,
"That's my sister. Don't you ever treat her like that again."
In that one moment, I realized he was protective and proud of me. By the next year, I had gained enough confidence to run for class president myself. Bruce helped with my campaign and cheered at my speech. Since he was senior class president, he helped count ballots. After the count, he pulled me aside to tell me I had lost by a small margin.
"I cheered every time a vote came in for you,"
he said. I realized my brother had always loved me. It was my own insecurities that made me think he didn't. even though I lost the election, I felt like a winner. Dena Lee C., Idaho, USA. End of Firm Foundations, read by Holly Anderson, Austin Peterson, and Ethan and Rena Nelson.